You should know she's really an Eishes Ish. In other words, up until he dies, they're still married. Therefore, if somebody else lives with her, he's Chayiv Misa. Even though these two are not supposed to live together, that's only a chash mid rabbonin. But midiraisa, though, she's still called married to a husband, because mashma the get is only chal right before he dies, and therefore if somebody else lives with her, he's chayiv misa. Rashi says, v'yabur leho b'nezid, someone lives with her b'nezid, b'chenek, he gets chenek, or b'shegeg b'chatis. V'yafagav d'meis b'meis d'chol, even if the husband dies from that sickness. Because he only meant that the get should be chal really right before he dies. So the Rashi's of Gemara Mukula biyaimelo tamesiros haget. When the husband said, when he gave over the get to his wife, hareze gitcho v'tesgarish boy meishani boylam imesi. That was the lashon the husband used. That he said that the get should be a few minutes like before he dies when he's still alive. So therefore, up until he dies, so for sure the get is not chal, and therefore all this time that he's still alive, she's mamish married to him. And therefore, if somebody else lives with her, the person is chayiv misa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, migureshes v'yena migureshes. Yossi says, no, all this time from now on, as soon as she receives the get, it's a suffix if the get is really chal or not. So Rashi explains, because every minute now, it's a suffix to us, maybe the husband is going to die the next minute, and therefore right now the get is chal. So if somebody else lives with her, he's not chayiv misa, but instead he's chayiv like an oshem toli. It's a doubtful, it's a suffix if he's doing an aveir at that time or not. We'll see in the Gemara why. So we're going to say like this. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned like this. Ruah shenesiach toimo. If they saw the way the husband and wife were together, they had yichud together. Now, in the case of our Mishnah, where the husband gave his wife a get and he told her that his get should only be when he dies, if he dies. So, after he gave her the get, if they were found to be alone together, for Yafel in the darkness, or else we found them sleeping together underneath the bed, so still the Brisa says, Ein Choshishin Shemo Nisasko B'Dover Acher. We don't have a chash to say maybe the atashmish that they really live together. So therefore, we do not make them give another get. This first get that the husband gave, that's still a good get. Then it says though, v'choshishin mishum znus. But we are afraid maybe that they did have znus together. So that means the Rashi says, shema bo'alel, maybe they did live together. So Gemara soon asked the question, so it's a stira. First you say, we're not afraid they live together. And now you're telling me, yes, we're afraid they did live together. But it says, V'yein choshishim mishum kedushin. But even if we said that they did live together, they only did it for terus znus. In other words, they did not have in mind to make a new kedushin. So therefore, they're not remarried. Therefore, the first get that the husband gave his wife, when the husband dies, for sure that get is good. She will be called a megareshes, and there's no din yibum. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Choshishin Mishum Kedushin. He says, no, we have to be afraid maybe the Bia was done Lashem Kedushin, and maybe when they live together now, he like remarried her again, and therefore the first get that he gave her is no good, because they like got remarried now, so they have to have a second get for the second Kedushin. So Mar says, my color, what's going on here? What are they talking about? Like first it says we're not afraid, and then we say they are afraid. So Mar says like this, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua. Hochi Koma, this is what the Brisa means to say. Ruo she nivalo, if you see that they live together, if your mom is see that they live together, Choshishin Mishun Kedushin. You should know them were afraid that even though the husband just gave his wife a get, but if they were found living together, so we're afraid he did it now, Lashem Kedushin, and he's like marrying her a second time, and therefore she does need a second get. What about the Nosan Loksofim? Let's say afterwards, after they were found living together, we see the way the husband gives his wife money, he pays her off, then we say, Choshishim Mishum Znus. We say rather that Bia was not done Lashem Kedushin, but rather was only done for Teres Nus, and he's paying her for it. The Yamrina Biet Nena Nosan Law, that he's giving her the money right now for the pay of the Znus. In other words, if he would have done Lashem Kedushin, what is he paying her for? When you make Kedushin with your wife, you don't have to pay him money for the Biyah. Here, since after the man is living with his wife, his first wife at least, he's paying her money, so we do not say this via was done l'shem kedushin, but rather then we say it was done l'shem znus, and again she would not have to have a second get. And that Rashi speaks out, even though there's a cloud we once had before, we'll have it later on, a svar of get yoshin, that mid the rabbanon is halacha, whenever you write up a get, and you have in mind to give it to your wife, you're not allowed to live with your wife anymore. And if you live with your wife after you wrote up the get, before you gave it to her, the get is possible with the rabbanon. So her over here also, why do we say that if they did it l'shem znus, the first get is still good, they are like living together after you wrote up the get already. So Rashi speaks out, a get yoshin is only if when the husband wrote up the get and he did not give it to his wife yet. Then if he lives with his wife in between, we say he meant to be like mevatel the get, and therefore he can't use that get anymore. But here we're talking about that the husband wrote up the get and gave it to his wife already. He gave her the get. He just told her he wants this get first to be chal right before he dies. But since he already gave her the get, here the get is for sure good. So when he dies, the get will be a good get. The only question is, if they live together, if he did it now, the shem kedushin, it's called like he's remarrying her again, and they have to have a second get. But if it was not done, the shem kedushin, only the shem znus, then we say she does not need a second get. Yeah. And B'ein Chimar says, B'ein Chashishem Mishum Kedushin. Like if the husband gave her money, then we're not afraid he made the B'ya L'shem Kedushin, but rather he only did L'shem Znus, and that's why he's paying her money. Now, on this, Rabbi Yossi, on this, when the Brayis ended off, it said, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Af Pizu Chashishem Mishum Kedushin. That's Rabbi Yossi's Lashon of Af. He says, af, the cheshen, he meant to say, af, bezu, even in this case, even if we see the husband giving his wife money after they were caught living together, still we do not say he's paying her off for this nus, but it could be he did l'shem kedushin. If so, why is he giving her money? Maybe some giving her a present, is giving his wife a present. That's what the Yosef Yehuda says. That even if we found him giving money, still it could be he was done l'shem kedushin. And he's only giving her a present, therefore you have to have a second a get. Yeah. Samara says, if so now, Kaman Oz, who does it go like? Ho di yom Rabba Bar Bachona, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Who does it go like that? The Rabba Bar Bachona said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan like this. That it's going to be a machloikis in the Mishnah later, not pay aleph. So Rashi says, that there the Mishnah says, the Megara says, Ishtoi velini imoi bepundiki. That if somebody gave his wife a get, and after that, they were found living together in the same motel, they were in the same room. So the Eretz Machloik is that Beisilu says they need a get sheni. So, and Beishami says no. So there it says that Beishiruah shenivula. There the Machloik is only if they saw their mamish living together. Avloi ru loi chashinin. So again, let's see the Gemara. That Rabbi Yochanan said like this, Machloik is. Where is that Machloik is there, Beishami and Beisilu? Where a man, after he gave a get to his wife, was found to be alone in the room with her, alone in the hotel. Do we say that they had beer now, l'shem kedushin, and they need a second get? So that machlok is only kishirua shenivla. Only if we actually saw them living together. Then Beisilu says that we have to be afraid they did it l'shem kedushin, and you know she needs a second get. Avuloi rua shenivla, but Rabbi Yechanan said, but in the case that we only saw them be alone together in the room, but we did not see them actually living together, then Divrei Yaakov and Tzricha may not get that sheni. Then even Beisil agrees that she does not need a second get. That's where Rabbi Yechanan learns. That machlekes over there is only when we saw them living together. Then Beisil says we have to be afraid he did l'shem kedushin and she needs a second get. Beshami says no, even so we're not afraid they did l'shem kedushin, l'shem znus, she doesn't need a second get. But in the case where they were not found living together, then they did not need to check a second get. So Gemara says, Keman, according to our last brice we just learned here, who would that fit like? So Gemara says, Kedivrei Yakel, that goes according to everybody. Because over here it's also only a machlokes, that when we actually found them living together, here we make a difference. That if he did not give her any money, then we say, Choshen L'Shem Kedushin. If he gave her money, here it's a problem, maybe only did L'Shem Znus. But if he was not found living together, just to be alone, we do not say they made something l'shem kedushin. So you see, if we just see them alone together, we're not choshet that they live together l'shem kedushin. So that the Rabbi Yochanan says over there goes according to all the man yomrim, or very good over here also, that there's only a chash if we see them clearly living together. Then we have a tzad neighbor that did it l'shem kedushin. But if we didn't find them living together, we have no chash that did it l'shem kedushin. And this Gemara says now, Maskevula Abaya. Abaya asks the question, like, could that be pshat now, first Graisa, that the first Graisa just said, Ruish and Asyachti Mo Abafela, this time saw them alone, or else you saw them sleeping together, or not sleeping together, you just saw them sleeping under the same bed. There it says, well, not Choshe Mishum Znus, then it says, you are Choshe Mishum Znus. So what does that mean to say? So Maskevula Abaya, Midig Sofim Ketoni, does it say anywhere over there if he gave money or not? Like, it's not mashma, the chilek is over before the brisa, whether you paid money or not. Like, so far we wanted to say the cases where we saw them living together. So then we say a difference, that if there's no money involved, it was l'shem kedushin. But if we see the husband give money to his wife, then it was on l'shem znus. So by yes, when that first brisa doesn't mention the word about money, there was no money given over there. So therefore, elo amar Abaye, Abaye says like this better. Hochi kom, this is the pshat in the first brisa. Ruah shenivala, if we saw them really living together, choshishim mishum znus, v'yein choshishim mishum gedushin. That's what the first Tanakhama says. That if we saw them living together, for sure it was only done the shame znus, and we're not afraid that maybe it was done the shame gedushin. We have Yesu, we have Yehudu Aymer, af choshishim mishum gedushin. No, that's Rabbi Yesu's chashash. Rabbi Yesu says no, and we have to know what the lashon of af is. But he says if we found them living together, we have to be afraid maybe they did it l'shem kedushim, and she'll have to have a second get. So Gemara says, according to this pshat now, kema nazla, who does it go like? Ho di yom rabba v'abachonam Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon says, pshat in the machlekes in the last Mishnah there, that machlekes keshrua shenivlo. When does Beis Hillel say that they need a second get? When the husband gave his wife a get, and when they found together alone in the pundik. Only when we saw them living together. If we did not find them living together, and again, we do not need a get. Sheni. Is command, who does that go like? It only goes to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda. It only goes according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda. Because according to our Tanakhan in the Braisi here, we're saying by us that even though they were found living together, still we say it was only L'shem Znus. It was not done L'shem Kedushin. So L'chura, they're saying Pshat according to Beis Hillel. So if so, I, the Mishnah later, Beis Hillel says that it was done l'shem kedushin. So you have to say that Mishnah later only comes out good according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda. That Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda, he's the one that says here, if we see them living together, we have to be afraid that they're doing it l'shem kedushin, and therefore she needs a second get, and that will come out good, like Beis Hillel says later on in the last Mishnah there. That after a husband gave his wife a get, if they're caught to be alone, which means he saw them living together, they would have to have another get. Because we say it was done l'shem kedushin. And this now, Maskevla Rav says, in Cain, if that's pshat in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Sevesoi, my af. What does it mean to say, even here, we're afraid Mishum Kedushim? Like, there's only one case. There's only one case that we caught them, we found them living together. So the Tanakhama says, most probably was done L'Shem Znus, not L'Shem Menu Kedushim. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, it was done L'Shem Menu Kedushim. But what does he put in the extra word, af, also? What's the also here? So Mar says, Elo Omer Rav, Rav says like this, Hochikom, this is the Pshat. Rav Yaisi Barab Yehuda Oimer, Af Lairu'a Shenivla, even if we did not find them really living together, we only caught them to be alone in the room, but we did not have any Edith that saw them living together. Still, Choshishim Mishum Kedushin, that's Rav Yaisi with this Chiddush, that even if we only found them to be alone in the room, still we have to be afraid two things, that maybe they live together, and they also did it l'shem kedushin, that l'chumra will have to have the wife receive a second get. She can't rely on the first get. So Gemara says, if that's pshat, if so again, kema nozla, who does it go like? Hod the yom rabba barbachon om rabbi yechanon, that again, pshat in the last Mishnah, that machlekes keshrua shenivla, that the Bithilu says she needs a second get is only when we saw them living together. Avoloi ruah shenivla divri hakel enitzricha mena get. So who does it go like? According to our Tanakam here, even if we see them living together, we say it was L'Shem Znus. They did not need a second get. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, even if they were not caught living together, just they were alone together, we also are afraid maybe they were living together and did it L'Shem Kedushin. So Gemara says, Taka, command the loy kachad. Like, according to this pshat now, that that Beitzilus says in the last Mishnah does not come out either like Rabbi Yossi, or does not come out like the Tanakama. Does not come out according to either of them. Because according to our Tanakama, even when they were caught living together, we say it was Lashem Znus. And Rabbi Yossi says, even if they weren't living together, just alone, we say it was Lashem Kedushin. And there Beitzilus says, only when we caught them living together, are we afraid it was done Lashem Kedushin. So Saka commanded like Echad, that mission over there does not go like either one of these Tanoim here, either like the Tanakama or like Rabbi Yossi. Now the Mishnah says, Mahi B'Yossi Ayom. What halacha does the wife have in between those days? From the time the husband gives his wife the get, until he actually dies. What halacha does she have in between? So Mara says, Rabbi Yehuda Waima Keshe Sis Lechol Devre. That's what the Mishnah says. If you don't, she's called like a regulation ish. And if somebody lives with her, he's chayiv misa. If you see yayim and no, megreshes ven megreshes, it's a suffix. Tony, we learn like this in the Braisa, o bavad she yomis. It has to be when he dies. Because before he dies, nothing takes place. Nothing takes place. So Rashi says that it's bavad she yomis. Avali loy meis, if the husband does not die, or let's say she dies first, igloy milsad lav gito, vechayiv chatis. Then for sure we saw that the husband is the real husband, and therefore whoever lived with her is Chayim Chattis. So Mirtha Kasha, O Lechi Mayas Heve Gita, you want to tell me now that the get is first when the husband dies? If so, a Kaimel on the end get Liachamisa. He can't have a get Bichal Liachamisa. So Rashi learns the question is like this, O Pachinan Bein Le Rabbi Yossi, to Mishavu Eshesish Sofik. Only when he dies, so how will the get good? You're telling me right now the get is not a good get from when the time the husband gave it over. Because if the get is good from when the time the husband gave it over, so why if somebody lived with her in between is he chayiv misa? She should be called a regular gerusha. So you're telling me now, the get is not chal when the husband gave it to her, but rather only after the husband dies. In Kemra, she says, lo have a get ad yachamisa. It's only get when after the husband dies, so the get should not be good altogether. So Gemara answers, Amar Rabbah, v'yoymem eishani boilam. The Mishnah is talking about in a case where the husband gave over the get to his wife and he said, the get should be chal from a time when I'm still alive. In other words, what he meant to say is not that the get should be chal mehayoyim from today. He did not mean from today the get should be chal. He means the get should be chal when he dies, but not after he dies, but rather right before he dies, that's when he wants the get to be chal. The Rashi says, "Umishani yom rabba, mas nisin, lav biyoyim mehayoyim imesi." Our Mishnah that says, the machloikis, what is she, b'chol oisa yomim, is not talking about posha the case. When the husband gave over the get to his wife and said, Mehayim, the get should be from today when he dies. Because then for sure, if he would say a Lashon, when he gives over the get to his wife, he says, listen, this get should be from today when he dies. So then for sure, when the husband dies, the get is Chalam Afreya the day he gave it over to her. So it comes out that some different man lived with her after the day the husband gave her the get, he's not chayiv misa. Because once the husband dies, it comes out that we see retroactively from before, she was really in the gerushas. So the husband lived with the gerusha, the new man lived with the gerusha, he's not chayiv misa. That's not the case of our Mishnah. Ella, what is the case of our Mishnah? Be'oimem me'ei shani boilam levi get, that's all. When the husband gave the get to his wife, he said like this, here's the get now, but it should only be chal from when the time when I'm still alive. Me'ei shani boilam. Hilkach, Rabbi Yehuda somach lemisa chal gita. When is the get chal? A minute before he dies. Omikara, before he dies though, eishes ishi. She's a complete eishes ish still. And if somebody lives with her, he's chayiv misa. Rabbi Yossi savano, mishas nesino mesafkelon. Dilma zui shoa smuch lemisra veget sofik. V'yavagav duchay tfei ein breira. Yossi says, no, the lashon of the husband, still we do not know exactly what he meant to say. Since he gave the get and said, shibichal, when I'm still alive, maybe what he meant to say is shibichal right now. So every single minute during this time we have a sofik, maybe that's the minute the get is supposed to be chal. So therefore, if somebody lives with her in between, it's called he was bore on a noshem tolui, and he doesn't not chayiv misa. It's a suffik aver. That's the machlekes. But that's the case of the Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says the case mai biyosna yomim. It's not going on the case of really the Mishnah, the case of the Mishnah before when he says mei hayoyim. Because if he says the word mei hayoyim, so for sure they get the schal from today. She's not an eshes ish. Rather, the case is just the husband gave her the get and said the get should be chal like before he dies. That's the machlekes. Do we say it's only chal a minute before he really dies, or every minute from now on it's a suffix? Maybe that's the time the get is supposed to be chal. Moses says, "Right, Torah Rabbanu learned like this: Yomim shem beitayim, the days in between. Again, beinasina lamisa. In such a case, when the husband gave the get to his wife and said it should be chal first, right before he dies." So it says, Balo Zakoi Bimisiyosa. If she picks up a mitziah during those days, the husband gets it. Over my seer there, any work she does, as long as the husband's still alive, she's still married to him. Over Yaforas Nadare, if she makes an edda, the husband could be made for it. Viyosha, if she dies, he yashinsa. Because Kolzman, he's alive, as far as he's concerned, it's still his wife. Or Metamalo.